Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayes. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayes on SiriusXM 211.
And we start this hour with breaking news, Harry, as they say on all the news channels.
Is it good or bad?
It's good.
Oh.
This is from the most notable news source that I trust, the only trusted news source in America, the Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee is reporting, Harry, that the Rocky Balboa statue has gone 15 rounds against rioters. The weak sissy rioters charged the statue and started punching it, hurting their little man baby hands and running away to cry to their parents, whom they probably still live with. So there it is, your updated Rocky Balboa statue goes 15 rounds against rioters here in Philadelphia.
He's still the champ.
He still is the champ.
Yep.
So people's champ.
Tony, would you be opposed to them putting the Rocky statue, say, at Xfinity Live, like how that has the Julius Erving one? Like, do you think that's a more appropriate place for that, or are you against
the Rocky
statue? No,
I think in the bottom
the
of the Delaware statue. River is the best place for it. We'll see if Rocky could
altogether.
Swim. Yes.
Honestly, I think it was appropriate where they had it to begin with at the top of the steps because that's where the iconic moment was from.
No, but the art crowd.
I know.
The, quote, air quotes, art crowd didn't think it belonged on top of the steps.
What, like
runs
the
up
Barnes
the
people? Or
No, the Barnes people are separate from the Philadelphia Art Museum of Art. So they compromised and said, let's put it down at the base. This way nobody will go into the museum anymore so that people can line up with their cameras and tourists can go there and take pictures doing the Rocky pose. I'm telling you, if there's one statue I'd love to put a chain around, tie it up to the trunk, I go rent a pickup truck and put it on the back and pull it through the streets of Philadelphia and
but
recreate
really why?
The Rocky one.
Why are you
one.
So anti-Rocky?
Yeah.
Because I think it's putting up statues to fake stuff doesn't make any sense. We're pulling down statues of real people.
Yeah.
But we're leaving up statues to fake champions of the world. We have real. We have a Joe Frazier statue, a real champion.
But isn't that what art is? Mostly it's fake stuff, right?
No, it's not.
The thinker was not a real person.
Yes, he was. He was on Dobie Gillis. Come on, Robin, don't you remember that?
That's the thing, Tony. Everyone just wants to cancel what's real now. They won't cancel the fake stuff.
I think
exactly.
The thinker pose was Tony in the grotto.
Exactly.
He just missed a glass of wine. He's just sitting there like this.
Surrounded by chickens.
Right.
Anyway, we'll talk some golf later on this hour, Harry. Harry will recreate every hole that he played this weekend because people on the Twitch stream, Harry, wondering how many rounds Harry played this weekend. I don't know how many rounds he played, but I know how many drinks he had.
Yeah.
Because I think we recapped that earlier in the show.
Way more drinks. Three and a half rounds.
As my good buddy Steve in Detroit, there's the statue of RoboCop in Detroit in front of the museum.
But you like that one.
Yeah, because that one's a symbol of keeping people under control.
But it's a fake.
You think Rocky's going to control any crowds?
It's,
he's a little
fake.
Guy.
See,
Sylvester
it's
Stallone
fake.
Was a little guy. RoboCop went out and kicked ass. He put the criminals away.
Once again.
He has a law and order guy.
Makes
Rocky
no
was
math
sense.
And logic.
Rocky was no law
no
and order guy.
No.
Rocky was a wimp.
Rocky was an underdog story.
Exactly.
Jeez.
As you say, you're trying to be – we're only following logic,
right,
Tony.
Robin, do you know that I'm joking? Do you understand sarcasm?
No,
not
do I have
at
to
all
explain
no
sarcasm to you, too?
Yes.
I have to do it on my Twitter feed, even though it says on my Twitter feed that 50% of my tweets are 100% sarcasm. People don't bother to read that stuff. Jeez. We need RoboCop. We should have a RoboCop in front of City Hall in Philadelphia. Replace the Frank Rizzo statue with RoboCop. Maybe it'll calm the people down and then we'll stop killing each other every stinking night. Jesus.
Hey, now, Tony, you were talking earlier about Pat Mahomes' girlfriend.
Yes.
Right?
We have a girlfriend update?
We do have a girlfriend update. And this one, I feel, I'm just, poor baby. So, Carlos Correa. Houston Astros shortstop, right? He has asked his girlfriend, wife, Daniela, who used to be a pageant queen, to stay out of beauty salons and nail salons until the season is over due to coronavirus concerns.
Mm.
Like, this is a big deal that she's not going to be able to go to a nail salon
she
or a beauty
salon. She was Miss Texas in 2016, yeah. Yes.
I'm like, oh, you poor baby. How are you going to survive? This is such a sacrifice.
Well, yeah, it is. My wife was out of the salon for 4 months. I'm like, can this thing end so you can get a damn haircut?
But wait, so she's got he's playing baseball and going to different cities,
right,
where it's difficult to stay out of way of people.
Right.
All she's got to do is leave the house and go to a nail salon, and she can't go out?
She can't do that.
Nope.
You know what that is, don't you?
It's an outrage.
It is an outrage.
Okay, first of all,
an outrage.
She has long hair, not short hair. If you have shorter hair, a shorter haircut, it's more imperative that you go into the salon because it needs to be reshaped. When you have long hair, I only go into the salon twice a year, maybe. I don't need to have another haircut. And your nails, I'm sorry, do your nails have to be done, as they say here in Philly, South Philly, you get your nails did?
Which people have a certain level that they get used to.
Exactly, okay? Especially when you're super rich.
Exactly.
You're a beauty queen, you're Miss Texas.
Right, you're used
to
being pampered.
Show. Exactly. You're getting it done every day.
Yes.
Forget about once a month.
I'm sorry. I do not feel sorry for it at all. There are so many more
How
issues.
Dare he lay these rules down on that
Exactly
lady.
Right. This is the guy that cheated. This is the
guy.
So his wife should go into a salon and bang on a trash can so that she can go home? Somebody sees his wife going out of the house, they bang on a trash can, and he goes in there and gets her out of there.
He's cheating on off-speed pitches to tell
exactly
me about
all
you think he's not going to stay true to this wife, especially if she's not getting her hair and nails done?
So, in other words, you two are sticking up for the wife, saying that she should
absolutely
be able to go.
I want all women to be pampered.
Oh.
I want them to all look good.
Exactly right.
Tony, let me remind you that Carlos Correa is also the shortstop that broke his rib last May in an in-home massage. So you're telling
with
me
who?
It was never released whether it was a male or female masseuse. But you're telling me, I'm going to guess, Carlos Correa isn't getting rubbed down.
Right, he's giving up massages.
Dude. Yeah, exactly.
No,
so maybe
he's
his
not
wife should bring the stylist into the house.
That's what
right
we did.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Exactly. Why would he spill that out there in public and throw his wife under the bus and lay down the law to his wife when he's about to go out there and play baseball with a bunch of cheaters who won a stinking World Series because they were banging on trash cans and stealing signs? And now he's going to play, I'm all high and mighty,
right,
and I'm going to tell my wife
how to
what
behave
she can't do, and we're talking about just getting groomed?
It's outrageous.
You're going to give your wife grooming tips?
Maybe she was the one that broke his rib in the in-home massage. So now he's...
I think she's going to break his rib.
Absolutely,
the
if she didn't
massage
already.
It's
ridiculous, man. And everybody, my wife only gets her hair. This is not just a normal wife.
She has standards, you're saying?
She's
exactly
a beauty queen. Beauty
pageant queen.
Miss Texas 2016 doesn't sit at home and wait 6 months to go get trimmed.
That doesn't just happen.
No. Damn
well,
right,
maybe,
man.
Well, maybe you gotta
get
Carlos,
waxed too,
maybe
right?
Carlos was shocked to see what she looked like when there wasn't a lot of effort put into it. Like,
I think there's a lot of effort that goes with
absolutely
that.
Absolutely,
okay?
Right. I mean, God had a lot
that's
to do with it.
That's a full-time job. Okay? What I just saw there is a full-time job.
A full-time job.
And I want to let her do her full-time job. Yes.
Apparently, this is what she got married in. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's not.
It's a good outfit right there.
Yes.
It's a good outfit. Imagine that, man. Let's go to a man who understands beauty queens. Even though he doesn't see many in Connecticut, I don't think.
Well, SoulCycle, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Let's find out. Trevor, what the hell's going on up there, man?
Hello? Trevor.
What's up, Tony?
What up? Yo, that's tomorrow. I'm sorry.
What up?
Premature there.
By the way, we got a ratio update.
Oh, let's get a ratio. That's all that matters. We're just talking about women. Let's get more women involved here in the show.
All right. Your boy, before we went to the Jersey Shore on Saturday, 9-1. I was the only guy. Everyone else was females. I'd spin class Saturday morning.
Two kids at the same time, man.
9-1, right? Harry, that's a great ratio right there. 9-1.
Now, where specifically was this?
The Norwalk LA Fitness on Main Avenue.
Norwalk, Connecticut. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So how many now are they socially distancing? Do they have like alternating machines? Because how many people can fit in the actual SoulCycle class normally?
They got rid of, it's like three one row, two to one row, three, two, and three, and the one up front for the instructor. That's how they're laying it out right now.
Now people are calling you out. Mikey Mrs. Hair Plugs is calling you out now on the Twitch stream saying, it's spin class, bro. No crap, no way you were the only guy. By the way, what's going on with your phone, man? What do you want, a flip phone?
I'm in Norwalk, Connecticut right now where the service is horrible, just like the Houston Astros right now.
Exactly right, man. I hate to pile on the Houston Astros. You're going to open a wound. Carlos Correa just opened up a wound that was starting to heal, and by he does it, by not mentioning that his team's a bunch of cheaters, by mentioning his wife, how dare her go to a beauty salon.
I'm going to give it a stone cold lock. First road trip, the Astros run. She's going straight to the salon. Guarantee it. Lock it in.
Exactly. I may drive down there and personally escort her to the salon of her choice.
Absolutely. Hey,
I'll wash her hair. Tony, we'll wash her hair.
All girls need to be pampered to the fullest. I'm with Harry. All girls need to be pampered to the fullest.
Exactly.
I will run her bath for her. I will put
I'll give her a sponge bath, Tony.
I will throw rose petals at her feet as she enters the salon.
Right.
Rose petals and rice. And have a bottle of wine ready to go.
This is Korea. Any champagne with your sponge bath? We've got the finest Corbel here
on
ice.
Can I call you Daniela, by the way? Or is it Mrs. Correa?
Now this,
all right, Trevor, your phone's driving me crazy.
I can't understand how he lives near Westport and Norwalk, which is a pretty high dollar area.
Yes.
And the cell service sucks?
It does suck.
Man.
So now Joel Embiid is trending hard on social media, Harry. All
that?
Because he says, I don't know how I'm going to look basketball-wise, but I've just been chilling.
I just
in the
been
bubble
chilling.
In Orlando. I don't do a good. Who does a good Joel Embiid? Who do we have that does a good Joel Embiid? Somebody on the show.
Bro, I'm low key.
Well, no, that's not a good one.
I can do it.
In terms of his pairing with Al Horford, Joel Embiid doesn't see any problems. However, he did add that the team needs guys who are willing to shoot the ball. And space for them offensively.
Oh, now
so
who's he talking
we go
about there?
About now.
Who's he talking about there?
The coach, you think?
No, he's talking about Ben Simmons, isn't he?
Yeah, but also Harford, the coach doesn't like Horford either.
Well,
and the fan base doesn't like Horford either.
That has not panned out.
No, that was a terrible decision. Yeah. It looked good at the time because he played well last year.
But he's played a great career.
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Really has.
His wife has contributed more on our Twitter stream than Al Horford this year. Do you realize that? So with Joel Embiid and a lot of us have a lot in common. All he does is sit around and plays video games. He doesn't go out, drink, or go out.
Right.
That's pretty much most of our audience.
We should get him on Twitch and have him bring his audience to our audience.
We'll get him and Snellbra down in Tampa and do a Zoom Twitch feed of guys playing video games, bro.
Yeah. Bryce Harper.
Brah. He hated the NBA restart idea. Basketball is not all that matters, Harry.
No.
Remember that. I've been saying that for years. We're coming back. We'll talk golf next. Stick around.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters, no matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM 211, and on the Sirius XM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Tony and Harry here. It is a Tuesday covering everything that matters. We'll get some hockey in and some baseball before we get out of here, Harry. But we got to get golf in. Now, we already ridiculed Bryson DeChambeau, even though a lot of people have him in fantasy golf and make money betting on him now because he's the hot property right now.
Right.
every tournament he's going to be favored, right?
Yeah, they
even the ones he doesn't play, he'll be the favorite.
Which he's not playing this week.
He's not playing.
No, he's not in this week. But yeah, he's the must-see TV guy that they're trying to sell, you know, because
he rips it and rips it.
Yes, bomb and gouge is what they call that.
Bomb and gouge. Yep. I went to that club last weekend. It was down in the Eastern Shore. Crabs were running really good. Harry, big blue claws, man.
Nice,
it's good stuff.
Is that
man.
The place right next to Secrets?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Where all the Russian girls hang out.
That's great knowledge, Harry. That's what we do here.
Look at these guys in here shaking their head. Yeah,
Bryson DeChambeau, baby. I'm telling you, man. When you say you have to start protecting players, hurting their image by having a camera guy
right
on there doing his job, you don't get any brownie points for that. I'm sorry.
No, I'm totally with you on this. You're right. It's like, remember when they'll show like Aaron Rodgers? Let's say first name that comes to mind. He throws an interception in a key spot in a big game.
Yep.
Do they not keep the camera focused on him after the play to see his facial expression?
And he's pissed off,
right? Yes. To see if he's yelling at his receiver or how he reacts to his coach when he gets to the sideline. That's sports.
Exactly. That's why we watch sports.
Right.
Not for players to get angry, but we get angry when players don't get angry.
Mm-hmm.
We get angry when players sit there like pretending, or at least in their cool way, don't get as fired up as we do as spectators, right? Or as degenerate gamblers.
Especially in different sports, too. You want emotion out of your football players, your basketball players. Some sports, like golf, sometimes emotion isn't really a good thing.
No.
If it's negative emotion, you got to be calm.
Yeah, and now there's no people watching these guys.
Yeah.
And so the camera still follows them. We heard a guy break wind 2 weeks ago.
Ian Poulter. That was a blast.
That
of the
was
week.
The best part of that tournament. Does anybody else remember anything else other than Ian Poulter ripping one?
No, you're right.
I know there was like a 15 man playoff. Does anybody remember that playoff, or do they remember Ian Poulter farting?
No.
That's what they remember. Ian Poulter farting on live TV. When you go back and review the year in review on the PGA Tour.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be there.
That's got to be there. I guarantee you our buddy Rich Lerner at the Golf Channel will play that as the lead.
He would if we were on the show.
By the way, Sack Deep out there in Sacramento, Harry, on the West Coast, said Rosewood Menlo Park is where Russian girls hang out on Thursday nights.
Oh, is that right?
And Menlo Park is where Robin's mom lives.
That's in, like, near Stanford area, right?
Yeah, it's that whole area, Menlo Park, Palo Alto. That's where all the tech jets, where Google is and all those other tech places are, Harry.
So those Russian girls are looking to get hooked up with these rich tech guys.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. But anyway, Rosewood, isn't he delivering pizzas? No, that's what? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs, Harry. Anyway, we're going to get our guest on here in just a second, because we're going to talk about a golf tour, you know, because the other tour that we hear about, it's changed its name, the Nike Tour.
Right. It's now Korn Ferry.
Yeah, but it was
also web.com.
Web.com.
Yeah.
It was a Nike Tour. Mm. And then they couldn't afford the shoes to pay those guys to go out there and play because they didn't have enough in
China.
And now it's the Korn Web, or what is it called?
Korn Ferry.
What the hell is Korn Ferry?
They're a consulting firm. That's all I know.
Sounds like a ride at a traveling circus show.
Like at the Iowa Fair.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they canceled the Texas State Fair this year.
Did?
For the first time since World War II. WW2, the big one, they canceled the Texas State Fair, Harry. And you know what that is?
It's an outrage.
Even Jerry Jones said,
"How about them Cowboys?"
Well, no, that was Jimmy Johnson, Harry. You know what I'm saying?
For some reason, I think Texas State Fair is that in Austin?
Yeah,
or is
huge.
It Dallas?
No, I think it's in. It's at the Texas State Fairgrounds, which I think is
in the
Dallas area.
That's
Dallas.
Because that's where the Cotton Bowl, the old Cotton Bowl is.
Exactly right.
I could just picture Matthew McConaughey walking around.
Tony, the big golf news though over the weekend. The Memorial not going to allow fans, right?
Yeah, that was supposed to be the first one with fans.
That's next week. They went back on that.
And that's where that's where all the now a lot of guys. Will
Tiger
skip
was
this
supposed
weekend.
To come back.
Right.
What's the event this weekend, Aaron?
Well, it's
a charity thing.
It's Workday Charity.
Workday charity
tournament. This replaced the John Deere, which backed out.
Right.
Right.
And nothing runs like a deer, so they're going to have problems this weekend, I think.
No.
But then everybody's ready for the Memorial. Tiger's going to be back, supposedly, right?
We hope.
Scheduled to appear. Then, obviously, DeChambeau and all the big guys. The big boys will all be there.
But why
right?
is it at the Texas State Fair, when I think of that, do I think of Matthew McConaughey walking around all low-key faded, eating a corn dog?
Because he probably is low-key faded.
In a Texas Longhorn T-shirt.
He's always low-key faded.
Cut off with the white cowboy.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at them horns, boys.
Maybe bare feet, you know, with some jeans with the little rips.
Little chickens falling behind him like Tony.
Yeah, man.
How cool is that?
Exactly.
It'll be absolutely awesome. And you know what he'll say when he goes to the Texas State Fairgrounds this year and doesn't see anybody? He says, you know what?
It's not that busy, man. It's not that busy.
All right, all right, all right.
Wow.
All right, baby. No, Vanilla Ice will not be there. And all the people who are ripping Vanilla Ice did it prematurely, because he didn't just book it. He booked it in advance, not knowing there was going to be a COVID situation, and then he canceled.
Yeah,
so
the
all
concert,
these people picking on him. We were having fun with him last week when Eitan was on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he decided, oh, let me pick this weekend and go there.
Right.
By the way, a lot of comedians booked Texas because Texas was reopening.
Right.
And a lot of them, like Adam Carolla, they were like, we can't perform in Los Angeles. Let's go to Texas and do shows.
Right.
And D.L. Hughley
went
there.
D.L. Hughley went to Tennessee.
Exactly.
He went to Nashville and then got the COVID.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are going to states that are open so they can continue to do their jobs and make money. Now, by the way, let's talk some golf now. We're talking about the Memorial. That was supposed to be the first one. But there's a tour out there, Harry, that not a lot of people know about.
No.
And in this world where we're talking about diversity, and you know, and Tiger Woods obviously opened the way. But there were, you know, there were minority golfers long before Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods took it to the next level. He made golf huge again. Sort of like Michael Jordan era or the Magic Johnson and Larry Bird era reinvigorating the NBA.
Yeah.
That's what Tiger Woods did to golf. But there's a tour out there that's been around for a while, Harry, that predominantly that features golfers of different diversity levels. I mean, from all walks of life.
Yeah, trying to introduce the game to inner-city young people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Tiger did that, and you see so many more young African-Americans playing at Munis and getting invited to major courses now and playing on this tour. And one of the people who's involved, he's actually the guy who runs the thing. His name is Ken Bentley, and it is the A, read me the acronym again, Harry.
APGA, at APGA underscore tour on Twitter, stands for Advocates Pro Golf Association Tour.
And we're proud to be joined by Ken Bentley. Ken, congratulations on the great work you're doing. So tell us about this event, because you guys are playing at all the major tracks where the PGA guys play.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, we're excited this week. We're going to be at the World Golf Village playing on the same course that had a Korn Ferry Tour event just a few weeks ago. So our tour has been around for 11 years. We modeled our tour after the old United Golf Association Tour, which was kind of the Negro Leagues of golf. And we started 11 years ago on inner city golf courses. We had three tournaments, now we'll have nine, and we've moved up to play on courses that the PGA Tour plays on. So we're excited to be at the World Golf Village this week.
Well, Ken, you mentioned you've been around for 10, 11 years, and tell us about the progress you've been making as far as getting, you know, sponsors and any traction, you know, sort of falling down from the PGA Tours.
Well, I gotta say that the PGA Tour has been a huge sponsor of ours. That they came on board in 2012, and they've been great. They've opened up TPC courses to us. We played last month at TPC Sugarloaf near Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been a great sponsor. Lexus allowed us really. When they came in as their presenting sponsor, they allowed us to really grow the tour to where we are today. And as I mentioned, we started with three tournaments, just $40,000 total in prize money. And so this year we'll have $250,000 in prize money. We have a Lexus Cup, which is like the FedEx Cup, so our winner will get an additional $17,000
and they get a free entry into Corn Ferry Q School. So we've come quite a distance. Our guys have really started to play well. Harold Varner played in a tournament in Tampa. Joseph Bramlett played in three or four of our events. Tony Finau played in our tour championship the year he made it to the Corn Ferry Tour. So the caliber of play is really high. I like to say that our guys are one or two putts away from making it onto the PGA Tour. So it's a high caliber. You know, we keep getting better every year.
And so we're talking about the tour that's been around for a while. That nobody, you know, as far as television, you guys, you know, Corn Ferry's got obviously play. We see European golf all over the place. The Golf Channel has golf from all over the world. The women aren't playing this year. The LPGA has pretty much shut it down. What about television responsibilities or some television coverage for this group?
Well, we love to. We love to get on TV. We were part of the Farmers Insurance Open in January. It was the first time the PGA Tour allowed another tour to play alongside of their tour. On Saturday, while the PGA Tour was on the South Course, our guys were playing on the North Course. So it was a huge inspiration for them to play right alongside of Tiger Woods and all the PGA Tour guys with the course set up the same way. And part of that event was televised. CBS showed parts of our tournament as well as the big tournament.
Now I just...
So we're starting.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, yeah, we're starting. People tell me that all the time, that we're the big secret out there. And we're, you know, we guys like you are really giving us a great platform, and it's really you know, raised our profile in the golf community.
At APGA_tour on Twitter, and it's of course we got Ken Bentley, the director here of the tour. Now I do some work with the First Tee here locally in the Philadelphia area in Pennsylvania. Have you noticed, is there a cooperation with the First Tee groups around the nation, and what kind of impact have they had on this tour?
Well, we do. We have a great partnership. I'd say probably a third of our players came up through the First Tee. And this year, we have a partnership with the First Tee at Tampa. So they have three of their graduates, guys who came up through their program and graduated from college. The First Tee of Tampa is paying their entry fee for the first three tournaments, and then we're comping the last three tournaments. So those guys will be able to play a full schedule with us this year. And so we have a partnership with them throughout the country. We have First Tee kids that are involved in our clinics that we do. But we're looking forward to being that bridge, because right now, golf is kind of like the foster care system, where you, while you're in college and high school, you get all your equipment paid for, your tournaments. But once you graduate from college, you're kind of thrown out in the world, and you have to get a sponsor, you have to find places to play. So we kind of fill that void for a lot of minorities players, especially African-American players, because we have the tournament schedule, we have a place for them to play, and the First Tee has really played a role in that for us.
Okay, and you mentioned when you first started back in 2010, there were three professional tournaments, 80 participants, and a $40,000 prize money total. And now in 2019, last year, seven events, 103 participants, 25 amateurs, and $250,000 in prize money. And you mentioned Lexus is involved. And
Farmers
and
so, Insurance.
Farmers Insurance earlier. But right now it looks like Lexus is presenting your events coming up. And you mentioned this weekend in St. Augustine, World Golf Village, and then you're going to go to Orlando at the Dubs Dread Golf Course down there, and then Harborside in Chicago, and Chester Washington Golf Course in L.A., Pacific Palms in the City of Industry, California. And then you're staying out there again and playing the in October, the Pacific Palms Resort, the Black College Classic, where you'll have some of the best, obviously, college golfers out there, minority golfers.
Well, we do, and we're really excited about that one because it's a partnership with the Black Golf Coaches Association, and it's the first time that we've really had a college tournament. And black colleges are really our best feeder system. There's a bunch of really, really good players
in our tournament at the World Golf Village. We've got a number of college players in that. One from Florida A&M is Moby Dillard. And Moby's a great young player. He's won three or four college tournaments. Not only is he a great young player, he's just a great young man who's a great student. And I think he's got a great future in golf. So what we try to do at every one of our events is we reserve 8 spots for amateurs, mostly college players, to give them some experience of playing in a pro event. And players like Moby have taken advantage of it.
Who are some other guys that we might want to be on the lookout? I mean, you mentioned Harold Varner and Joseph Bramlett, Finau, and guys from the past that have now graduated and, you know, played well, won some tournaments on the big tour. But aside from Moby, who are some other guys that we might be on the lookout for, you know, at the Korn Ferry level, Mackenzie Tour, some of those other tours breaking in?
Well, I think there's a couple guys. Farmers Insurance just signed 2 of our guys to endorsement contracts. And that's Willie Mack, the third. Willie's from Flint, Michigan originally, lives in Orlando now. And Kamayu Johnson from Tallahassee, who's actually living in Orlando now. Those are 2 guys, great players, great young talents. Willie Mack has shot 62 in a Korn Ferry qualifier. I mean, great player. He was our Lexus Cup winner last year, the top player on tour. He won our first tournament this year in San Diego. But those are 2 good guys that you want to watch. Another one is Tim O'Neill. Tim O'Neill is a veteran who's been around a long time, still playing great golf, was a great college player. He won our tournament at the Farmers Insurance Open. Excuse me. He won the tournament at the Farmers Insurance Open. So there's a lot of talent out there. Again, you know, just guys that are just a couple putts away from really making it to the PGA Tour. Another guy to watch out for that's a member of the Canadian Tour is Trey Valentine. He's a Florida guy who's really got a ton of talent that I think you'll hear a lot from him in the future.
Well, Ken, this is great stuff. And, you know, people learn about stuff all the time, and you guys, just like everybody else in sports, had to shut it down for a few months,
right.
And now you're back and up and running again since last month, and we wish you the best of luck, man. Anything we could do to help you promote this, and we're glad that you came on today, because, you know, a lot of people don't realize there are a lot of young minority people out there. Tiger Woods inspired a whole generation of kids, and now there are other great players out there that keep the inspiration going. You get out on a golf course, you fall in love with the sport, and who knows what could happen.
Yeah, I agree, and I want to thank you guys again for having me on giving us some exposure, because there are a lot of people out there playing. There are a lot of people out there chasing the dream that Tiger gave. Mm-hmm. Tiger did inspire a whole generation of golfers, white and black, and Asian. And so, you know, we would just want to give these guys an opportunity to pursue their dream and to help them get to the highest level in golf.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for coming on. And, again, you guys are going to be down at St. Augustine. Stop by my favorite place, the Lighthouse, the St. Augustine Lighthouse, one of my favorite lighthouses in America. It's a great, great city. It's the oldest city in America.
Yeah.
You realize that?
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I didn't realize that.
The first schoolhouse in America is in St. Augustine. So if you get a chance to walk around in downtown St. Augustine, great downtown area, great little city there. And it's an awesome, awesome place. So good luck to the guys, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Beautiful. Thank you. There he is. I could go down there and play, bring out my Tommy Armour persimmon here.
Yeah, because that's the Golf Hall of Fame right there, too.
Exactly,
and they're
right.
Going to be playing on one of the courses at that facility.
What do you think I can get for that in the Golf Hall of Fame if I brought that Tommy Armour persimmon down there?
Well, is it an autographed Tony Bruno model?
I could sign it, yeah.
I think that would add a lot of value
exactly.
to it. You know, and then a special, you put maybe the Loud Bags driver head cover
yes.
on it.
Yes. Then I can get an endorsement deal and go around
exactly.
the country promoting it.
Yeah.
And then I can get Tommy Armour III to come out, and he's pretty whack, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
He's a weird dude, man.
Yeah, he gets after it. Yeah,
now,
man.
Palestra 43 is saying, isn't Pat Croce's place there now? Yes, it is.
That's where
the Pirate Museum
is now.
Is
yeah,
down there.
It used to be in Key West.
He moved it.
And
yeah,
moved,
yeah.
And it's phenomenal. Have
it
you been to the one in St. Augustine?
Oh, you got to go.
It's
yeah.
awesome. Here it
he
is.
He had
Harry.
Disney Imagineers go in and make some interactive things so that both adults and children can enjoy going through there. It's
like
amazing.
Like when you light the cannon, it actually, you're not lighting it, it's virtually, and then it blows up and it goes backwards. There's a recoil,
yeah?
Even though it's not shooting the. I think they should put live rounds in there.
I do too. Yeah.
To make it a little more realistic. Why not shoot live ammunition?
And there's a play pirate ship inside of there that
exactly.
like goes back. It's awesome.
Love playing pirate.
Shoot the cannon at the Antifa pirates.
Exactly right.
You know,
right
out,
there at the
out
fort.
On the water.
You know, there's a gigantic fort there at St. Augustine.
Sure.
It's beautiful, man.
The lighthouse. Look at you going lighthouse.
St. Augustine Lighthouse is the most haunted lighthouse in America.
Oh, it is?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Robin and I went up there. We went all the way
and
up to the top.
Tony says he swore he saw somebody peeking over when there was
over
nobody
the railing.
Else.
Yeah,
over
could
the
you feel a presence or did you see something?
I felt the cocktails we were having all afternoon strolling through St. Augustine. And you go down the little street there, and there's the first schoolhouse in America is there.
It's weird. Mm. It is like going back in time because all the doors are too small, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People were shorter back then.
Yeah, they were small. Yeah.
You know, and we live in one of the most historic cities in the country here in Philly. And so I love history. When I travel, I want to see the history because there's so much amazing stuff in all these places. I know a lot of people want to get rid of it. I want to learn from it. That's
right.
What you learn. You learn from history, Harry. You can quote me.
By the way,
yes.
There is a fantastic – if you just watch the trailer for Monument Men.
Monuments Men.
Monuments
Men. Yeah, that movie was out a couple years ago.
Watch the trailer for that. And in there, it talks about how you shouldn't get rid – like. Because Hitler, speaking of Hitler, and the Nazis wanted to wipe out
all the art,
everybody
they
else's identity.
Art.
You know, they wanted to have everything be German and
Clooney's in it. There's a bunch. You know,
it's a
Bill
fantastic
Murray.
Thing.
So it's a bunch of ragtag guys who go back in the army to go
to save
all the
oh,
art.
Oh, I remember.
Art,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's not
all the
new
artwork and things that
exactly,
the Nazis were trying to
hid
steal.
And
yeah.
tried to destroy.
But they were trying to destroy, not just steal it for themselves, but also destroy.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
And it's fantastic.
There you have it. Robin's acting like it's a new movie.
I know.
When was it out?
Well, it'd be new to me.
It's not a new movie. I'm just saying that the trailer, when you look at it, just the trailer alone talks about how important it is to save all these artifacts.
Not anymore. That was like 5 years ago, Robin. Come on. It's like 5 years ago. Nobody hated Mount Rushmore. Now it must come down. Ridiculous, man. You know what it is, don't you?
It's an outrage.
There's like a wine discussion now going on in the Twitch stream.
Oh, there is?
Yes. Not that there's anything wrong with it. But how about sending some damn wine this way, guys? 215-462-TONY. One more segment, Harry. If you want to call now or forever hold your peace. 215-462-TONY, 215-462-8669. We're coming back. We'll get some hockey and some baseball chatter in here, too. So stick around. Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular If We're Gonna Die, Let Us Die Drunk at Least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hurt at work? Go right now to InjuredWorkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on.
Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Of course, we always scour the bowels of the internet to find you the flotsam and jetsam that people are upset about. And now I just see a headline. I'm not going to get into the story right now. The latest sign of racism in America, Harry, you knew it was going to happen. We're searching high and far. Traffic signals are racist now.
So like red lights?
No, I'm talking about the one where the people crossing ones. The one for the pedestrians to cross.
You mean the blinking?
Yeah, the blinking person, the walk, don't walk. I didn't read the whole story. I just saw it. I'll read it later on, vomit, and then get back to you tomorrow.
Now, what source is this? This isn't a Babylon Bee deal.
No. This is
because it sounds like that.
This is not a parody site. This is written by a guy named David Kaufman, editor, writer, father, husband, hummus lover, and ex-Cali guy living in New York City. Mm. And this is from Medium. The site is called Medium, not the psychic mediums, and not
or the
medium.
Long Island medium.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She's a little hot, though, but she's annoying at times.
She can be very
annoying. I mean, I'd hit that, but then I'd have to talk to her.
There's a shelf life with that one.
Yeah, you're absolutely
mentioned,
right.
It's very
this
short.
This was mentioned on the strip, the Twitch stream, which I kind of remembered myself, and I just looked it up to confirm. I don't understand that particular issue at all, because traffic lights were invented by a black man.
Again,
Garrett Morgan, he was the one that patented the electric automated
traffic signal. I'm just telling you what this guy wrote,
signal.
And I haven't read the whole story because I just saw it, and this guy has a whole breakdown of why crossing signals now are racist, Harry.
Okay.
So next time you cross the street.
Well, I'm anxious for your summation tomorrow.
I'll break it down. Yeah. I'll do a complete book report. I'll write a 5-page expose of this. And I'll give you my final answer.
Well, he should have done a little bit more research, in my opinion, if that's
Robin,
what he said.
You have to read it first. How dare you? How dare you? Meanwhile, let's get to more important things. Screw traffic signals. I walk, and when it says don't walk, I walk. They have a countdown clock now. I know how long I have to start walking. I don't wait till it's down there. I'll wait till 10 seconds. And if it's like under 10 seconds, I won't start crossing the street. How's that, Harry?
Really?
And then I'll wear a mask so nobody else yells at me. How's that? Meanwhile, let's get it back to hockey action, Harry.
Yes.
We haven't talked any hockey today.
Well, there are some developments. I mean, things are starting to come together.
To have an opt-out list by today. Today is the day that teams are supposed to put their list of people who have already determined that they're going to opt out.
Right. Training camps begin on July the 13th.
Correct, which is next Monday.
Right, next Monday. And then they arrive in the two hub cities, Toronto and Edmonton, on July the 26th. So there's about 12 days of training camp, and then they travel to Toronto and Edmonton.
A.
And the games will start on August 1, barring any delays due to the virus.
So August 1, it's a Saturday.
Yep.
And we're now, we're still 3 weeks away, a little over 3 weeks away.
I know, it seems like forever. But the Canadian government has waived their 14-day quarantine for all NHL personnel.
They have to, because people are going to get in there, and then they're going to have 1 week of practice and start playing.
And each team is allowed to bring 52 people into the bubble. That's in Edmonton and Toronto, and that includes players, coaches, staff, and one social media person.
The guy on the couch for the team.
One social media person.
So each team
gets they have a guy on the couch.
Yeah, they have a guy on the couch.
Not a guy in between the glass.
Right. Pierre Maguire.
Or the great.
Oh, Bush.
Yes. Brian Boucher.
He's phenomenal.
He is phenomenal.
Yeah, so one social media person gets to go with each team to the bubble.
Wow.
Now, let me guess. If I was a social media person for one of these teams, I'm begging to be with an East Coast team so I can go to Toronto. Hey. I do not want to go to Edmonton.
Come on, Harry. That's where the great Gretzky and the legendary franchise,
I know. That was
Messier, Gretzky.
Yeah.
So what's the social media person going to be doing? Update. They just ordered room service.
Right.
Pick a player.
Right. What's the social Claude media Giroux. People for the NBA going to do? Stand in a hallway and say,
same thing.
Hey, a couple of Instagram models just went to LeBron's room.
Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons just played doubles ping pong.
Right.
Is Josina Anderson going to be stationed at the best hotel?
Down in Florida, they are banning all social media.
Yes, they are.
They're like, stay away.
There will be a media blackout.
Yes.
There's no way. We
not media takeout, which is one of my favorite sites. On Twitter, Harry.
That is the difference between hockey players and basketball.
No, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Rosters are limited to 31 players, including goalies.
And then some.
Yeah, and then they can take 30 skaters and unlimited goalies for training camp. Man, a lot of rules.
But the interesting thing is that they now have, as of yesterday, Monday, 396 players will go to camp. They had 2,900 tests. 14 of them were positive in the last testing.
Mm-hmm.
23 positive. So since June 8th in phase two, 12 players have self-isolated. So that means 35 players out of 396 players have tested positive. But the 12 players that tested positive back in June 8th, they're already clear because
well,
we're
fine.
In July.
Yeah, they're
right?
fine now.
So those you take out those 12 players, there are now 23 players who tested positive since the last week of testing.
And players can only leave the bubble for medical reasons.
Medical
a family reason. Situation like a birth of a child, a death, or a wedding.
You can't leave?
Can't leave. Unless it's those things.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, anything other than that, you got to stay.
Well, during the pandemic, people have lost family members and can't even have a funeral
I
for
know.
Them. It's an outrage. So I'm ready for hockey. I'm ready.
I'm ready for all of it.
Baseball, meanwhile, the opening of the season, Harry, Friday, July 24th for the Phillies especially, and I can't believe people are actually breaking down the schedule like we do during the NFL season.
Well, it's only 60 of them.
It's only 60
yeah,
of them.
Yeah. Jeez.
If we're going to take time, if anybody out there in radio or television, especially radio, and you got time to kill, and you spend a couple of hours or at least an hour of your show trying to break down 60 games and do the give them a win, give them a loss thing that we do in the National Football League season, which, of course, we stole from the great Mike and the Mad Dog from
Absolutely.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to figure out what are the, you know, what's pitching rotations, you know, is Aaron Nola going to be able to face the Yankees, you know?
He showed up yesterday in camp, and everybody's, oh, look, he's in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking around in the stands. Wow. Listen, these guys are going to have a tough time. You know, they're posting pictures of Mike Trout running the bases with a mask. Other players out there with a mask on. That's fine.
Yeah.
I know one thing. When I put a mask on to go in stores and stuff, I get dizzy and I cough.
Right.
I noticed I was down in Maryland. I went into an Acme down there to get some provisions. Literally 5 minutes into that Acme, I was coughing inside the mask.
I see people running on this, you know, when I'm driving home, they're out exercising, running and riding a bicycle with these masks on. I don't know. Well, Yankees, Nationals, Giants, Dodgers will open the abbreviated season, though. So some good matchups.
Absolutely. And the fact that they're all playing, you know, interleague games.
Yeah.
Within the American and National League as part of the regular season, and then they'll go back and play National against National, and then the American League, National League, and the World Series.
Thursday night, July 23rd, Yankees at the Nationals, 7 p.m., and I know you'll be watching.
Absolutely, Harry. What's the line on that game? Do we have lines?
Is Gerrit Cole on the
Gerrit
hill?
Gerrit Cole is going to mow down the
Scherzer?
Washington Nationals. Yeah, absolutely. The
Nationals are all bailing out.
Like General Custer. You know, I mean, these men's been
Nick
going
Markakis
down like that.
Is bailing.
Yeah, guy on the couch is a Yankees fan.
Exactly
these
right.
people
Maybe
haven't figured
hasn't
this
now.
Out.
He's a
hasn't
confused
seen
fan
the
of
savages.
He's a confused fan of many different organizations.
Jeez.
Yankee fan. So Nick Markakis opted out after he heard from Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
That Freddie Freeman actually had the COVID.
Right.
And then he had a conversation with Nick Markakis, and Markakis said, I'm not going to go either.
I'm out. Scott Kingery had the COVID for the Phillies. You know that?
He announced
it,
right?
Yeah.
He's the only person that could announce it.
Yeah, he detailed to Jim Salisbury exactly what he went through.
But he's over it now, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But he's still, like, in a quarantined situation.
I self-quarantined for 4 days poolside in
yeah.
In what's the town down there?
Maryland.
Maryland.
I have the odds for Yankees, Nationals. Wow, I know Harry needs
them. Uh-oh.
Let's go. All right, if you had to guess, what do you think?
What are you talking about, a line for the game?
No, just the odds, because this baseball is always 1.5.
No, so this is the first game between these two teams, and they're opening the season against one another. Is it in L.A. or is it in New York?
It is.
No, it's in Washington.
No, Washington.
It's in Washington.
Oh, it's the Nationals. I'm sorry. I thought you said Dodgers and Yankees.
No.
Dodgers play the Giants.
Right.
It's in Washington. Yankees on the road. July 23rd, 7:05 p.m. Who's the favorite?
The Yankees are going to be favorite. The Nationals are playing without two of their best players.
Yankees minus 130.
Wow. Harry Mays.
Is he right?
FanDuel minus 128.
Boom.
Harry should be a bookmaker.
All right, so Harry.
Let me give you a roaring round of applause.
Yeah. Minus 130 was my thought.
Now, give him a standing up. Nationals, underdogs. What do you got?
Plus 115.
Wow. Plus 110.
Yeah. Okay.
Right on the money.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let me give Harry another one. For all you gambling experts out there who think you know, but you never will. You're no Harry Mays.
Was that Jim Mora?
Yes. You think you know, but you don't, and you never will.
In my opinion, that sucked.
Exactly right. You know what
I'm
saying?
He was awesome.
Yes.
He was really great.
But the best one is the playoff.
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
I'm talking about playoffs? Playoffs?
He's a real douche.
So baseball, I think, Harry, they're going to have some problems. Joel Embiid, he's just going to play. You don't think Joel Embiid's going to get loose in Orlando?
I don't think so. I mean, he'll drink some Shirley Temples in the room, and he'll play his video games.
He doesn't party.
He'll
get loose at, you know,
what
Chick-fil-A.
Happens when he gets when he goes on his phone, his IG chicks that he's all digging?
Well, he's married to one.
No, he's not.
He's in a serious relationship.
I thought he was
married.
I don't have the
status. No,
he's
not
married.
No.
But he has a serious Instagram girlfriend.
Yeah, and she's not that, you know, hard to look at either.
No.
Well, I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
You think he's going to get some skank on Instagram?
No, I don't. Listen, I don't know, man. Whatever floats your boat.
You realize that a lot of these chicks are on Instagram to hook up with a baller?
Of course.
Exactly. Good for them.
Now, are they still an item? Again, I don't really care. I mean, it's his personal life. What's the latest? I need information.
Last I checked, they were together, but I'm not going to we got to confirm that. Sources
now,
say.
Is she allowed to stay with him? Now, what is this story from? You're looking at – I don't want old news. I don't want like 3 months ago.
I'm looking, Tony Bruno.
Check the date.
I thought they were pretty
serious. That's May 7th, 2009, Robin. I don't think that's fresh enough.
That's not enough.
He
wasn't even in the league.
He was in middle school.
How do you know? I mean, Ben Simmons has been with the chick 15 times and breaks up and
goes back.
Caitlyn
Jenner?
Yeah. And she's back with that other Stu Nod now.
Not Caitlyn Jenner.
DeAndre Booker. No, Devin Booker.
Devin Booker.
It was Kylie Jenner.
They just passed the Kardashians around in the Jenner
Ann
family.
It's DePaula is his girlfriend's name.
Not Nick DePaula.
No, not Nick DePaula.
Not Nick.
DePaula. What's her name?
Ann or Anna DePaula.
Are they still together? That's what I want to know.
That is what I'm checking.
I believe
I'm looking for one of the 72 podcasters who have Sixers podcasts.
That's her right there, Tone.
No, she's strong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not playing video games if she's in the vicinity. Let me tell you that right now. I'm making new video games.
I just want the Shirley Temple. And I play video games. I don't go out.
Anyway, we want to thank everybody again today, Harry. Fun show. Pete Sweeney out there in Kansas City.
Yeah, man.
Johnny Mack burned out, worn out after another hectic day.
He's Deshaun Jacksoned out.
And Ken Bentley.
Tony,
and all the great listeners.
Guess who we're going to have on tomorrow?
Who?
Brian Baumgartner from The Office.
Oh, I love him. From the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. Wow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.